Good morning. We're continuing with our topic of eating and drinking in shul, or actually not eating and drinking in shul, the prohibition to eat and drink in shul. And in fact, I have a friend named David who's been listening to this series, and he called me just a little while ago, and he asked as follows. It's turning out, based on what we've heard, that there doesn't seem, especially in Israel, to be a heter to eat in shul, for example, to have a kiddush after davening if it's in shul, in the Beis Medrash, to have a suda in shul. In many places, at least in Chutz Laaretz, they have suda shlishis in shul. It's not so common in Israel. So where's our heter to continue having our kiddush in shul? We daven in a shul named Netzach Yisrael. And in Netzach Yisrael, after the Neitz Minyan on Shabbos, there's a Seudas Malachim. We have a Seuda, not during the times of Corona. It hasn't happened in a few months now. But in the good times, in the times of non-Corona, we would go down to the Beis Medrash downstairs, and we would even wash many of us, or some of us, and we would have a real Seuda there. Letzorech Shabbos, Letzorech Mitzvah. So where's the heter for that? So what we've seen so far, we've seen two heterim. We'll mention a third one quickly, and today we'll spend time on the fourth heter. So the first time one we talked about is people who are full-time learners, Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim. People who are really putting in efforts to learn. They may indeed have a heter to eat in a Beis Medrash, in a shul. There's learning at least a half a day full time in order to be menvatel. If they have no other close place to eat, they may have to go home, let them eat in the shul, in the Beis Medrash. Heter number one. Heter number two that we discussed is if there was a tanai, a condition that when the shul or Beis Medrash was built, they made a condition that it would be permitted to use for personal use, for example, eating and drinking. Then indeed that would be permitted, but we brought many debates on that. Does that apply only when the shul is in disuse, or even when it's in use? Does that apply only to Chutz Laaretz? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch came out to be fairly machmir on this, and he says that applies only when the shul is in disuse. If you made that condition, then when the shul is no longer used and it's been destroyed, then it would indeed be permitted to eat there, not to act in disgraceful ways, but to eat and drink, for example, would be permitted. But then he says that only applies to Chutz Laaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the second heter. Still doesn't apply to the situation in Eretz Yisrael of having a kiddush or having a seuda on Shabbos. And the third heter certainly has no applicability. We're just mentioning it in passing. It's just not so relevant for our discussion of shuls and bate medras. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody has a private base medras that he uses, it's dedicated for his own use, but it's not a public forum and not for the public to use. It doesn't have that much kedusha, and accordingly, it would be permitted to eat and drink there. So that is three heterim, potential heterim. Number four is what we're going to discuss today. Is it mutter letzorech mitzvah? If we have a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to have a seud on Shabbos, to eat on Shabbos, owning Shabbos. Is it permitted accordingly to eat in shul? That is our question of the hour. So we're going to start with the Yerushalmi and Psachim, that in fact there are two different nuschos, there are two different texts in this Yerushalmi that will have a tremendous nafkamina for our question. So there's a discussion in the Yerushalmi there in Psachim, first parak, first Mishnah. Do you have to do bedikas chametz in a shul or a base medrash? Why not? Because maybe chametz is brought in. So is chametz brought in? So there's a discussion there in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yirmiyah by Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Bate kinesio to bate midrash a shul, a base medrash, do you need to do bedika in them? Why would you need to do bedika? So the first gears that we have is because they would bring in chametz on Shabbos, that's good news, and Rosh Chodesh. So we see there on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, apparently that they would eat on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the shul. That's girsa number one, that's the more lenient girsa. Girsa number two is the more machmir girsa. There, the Gemara says, why would we need to do a bedikas chametz in the shul? Because for the Ibur Shana, when they would add a month onto the year, fairly limited basis, that's when they would eat in the shul, or for Rosh Chodesh as well. So that's the second gear. So it doesn't mention Shabbos. Shabbos is a much more common meal, a much more apparently festive meal. So there, the second gear doesn't bring down Shabbos. And then there's a massive nafkamina between these two gears. The first gear being more lenient says on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The second one for Ibur Shana and Rosh Chodesh. How about on Shabbos, obviously, is the nafkamina. Can you eat in a base medrash and shul when people to get together to have suda shlishis or a big festive kiddush? after this, the first seuda, would that be permitted or not? So that's the massive nafkamina between the two. Based on the second nafkamina, we would say it's only for Ibur Shana. That's more limited. Ibur Shana and Rosh Chodesh, there's not Kalas Rosh, there's not so much festivity. When they had those type of seudas, they were more limited. The Magen Avraham explains that they were limited in what they had. They would have pas and kitnias, they would have very limited foods, they wouldn't be having shichrus, they wouldn't be having alcohol at those meals, and they were more under control. And there's actually some who explain why, specifically based on the second gear, so for Ibur Shana and Rosh Chodesh, because only Talmidei Chachamim would attend. It's a Sudas Mitzvah for Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why it would be permitted. So the Tshuvas HaRashbas explains as follows: the Seudas that they would make for Ibur Hashana and Rosh Chodesh, Talmidei Chachamim would eat there. That's why it was mutter. And if you want to tell me that, but on Rosh Chodesh, why would they have a Seuda? Because the Eidim would come up when they saw the new moon, and they would come up and testify that they saw the new moon. So those weren't specifically Talmidei Chachamim. They could have been common people, Amei Haaretz. But the Rashbash explains that still, Gedola Mitzvah Bishata, the mitzvah was at that time. And we have a mitzvah, specific mitzvah at that time. It's a Sudas mitzvah at that time. The mitzvah, they had to come then. That is why they could eat in the shul for Rosh Chodesh and Ibur Shana. But otherwise, the heter would not apply. So how do we paskin those two different girsos? Understandings in the Gemara and the Yerushalmi have tremendous nafkamina for us. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows: the letzorach beis hakneses, for the need of the shul. We'll explain what this means shortly. Mutar lachov lishlam besocho, it's permitted. If it's letzorach the shul, it's permitted to eat and sleep in the shul. That is carve out number one. We have a prohibition to eat and sleep in shul. You can't do it. However, if it's for the need of the shul, it's permitted. And he says as follows: afilu letzorach mitzvah acheres, and even for a tzorach of a different mitzvah. What does that mean? So now the Shulchan Aruch says kegon. For example, which girsa does he have? Kishenik batzim le'aber hashana bebeis hakneses mutar lechosham. For example, for Ibur Shana, when they would get together and come together in the shul to intercalate the year, that is when it would be permitted. So apparently, the Shulchan Aruch had the second more restrictive girsa of the Gemara, permitting it for only very limited purposes. It's not any tzorach mitzvah that would be permitted, like including Shabbos, but for Ibur Shana, maybe you'd say Rosh Chodesh also, but he doesn't bring down Rosh Chodesh, interestingly. So very limited, the heter that we have. So the Shulchan Aruch said that we have two heterim. One is that when there's a tzorach for the Beis HaKnesses. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, you need a shomer. You need somebody to guard the shul. He has to be there on the premises. He has to be able to eat. He's permitted to eat in the shul. Or another example, he says that there was a minhag. Some people have this minhag today as well. It's brought la'alacha to light many candles in shul on Yom Kippur, but they were worried so many candles it could cause a fire, so they used to sleep in the shul in order to be able to be around and make sure nothing happened. So another reason then, but that's letzorach beis hakneses. That's when there's a need for the shul. But letzorach mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch says it's very limited, like Ibur Shana, a suda for Ibur Shana. The Magen Avraham brings down, he's very machmir as well. Effectively, he limits it possibly even more. What's letzorach mitzvah? So he brings the smak who says, kegon Ibur Shana she'ein ba'kalos rosh. The concept here is a suuda when they were intercalate the year, that there's no levity there. That's what's permitted. But in a time when, even if it's a suudas mitzvah, but it would be attended by levity, for example, a kiddush that we have schnapps and we have alcohol, and it's a time of not so much seriousness. If you can imagine the intercalation of the year, it's a very serious issue. And they didn't used to have alcohol there. Then it would be permitted. But letzorach, our type of mitzvah, our type of suda, based on this Magen Avraham bringing the smak, based on the Shulchan Aruch, would indeed not be permitted. So that's where we are right now. Nonetheless, let's bring another Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, that you cannot do computations in a shul and a base medrash unless they are shel mitzvah. What do you mean computation? So don't sit there and do your math homework. Don't sit there and run your accounts for your company to see how the profits and losses are. That is a cheshbon, that is running your accounts, not letzorach mitzvah. However, if it's letzorach mitzvah, like counting the tzedakah, computing where we stand on the tzedakah account of the community. Or pidyon shvuim, discussing with people, we need to raise funds in order to be podesh shvuim, to ransom people who have been taken into captivity. That would be permitted in shul. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. He's not talking about eating and drinking, but we see there the concept of when something is letzorach mitzvah, you can run your computations, you can raise funds letzorach mitzvah, even if it's not necessary for the shul. So based on that, the Gros says as follows: when is it permitted? Elaim kein hem shel mitzvah. If it's for a mitzvah, it is permitted to run these computations, just like achila and shtia, just like eating and drinking. So the implication of this gon is as follows: that just like eating and drinking, if it's litzorech mitzvah, it is permitted. You're allowed to eat and drink if you're doing a mitzvah via the eating and drinking. So too, you can run these computations, chesbonos, fundraising and shul if it's litzorech mitzvah. That seems to be the implication of the Gra. The Gra is more explicit in another place. He brings down a question asked by Tosfos and Baba Basra: how can we permit guests who come to shul to eat in shul? Or how can we permit eating on Shabbos? How can we permit eating in the shul on Shabbos? And the Gra says as follows: they are both litzorech mitzvah. Being machnis orachim is litzorech mitzvah, and eating in shul on Shabbos, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. And he says even seuda gadol, even a large seuda, to have the guests there, to have other people there, you don't simply have pas and kidneys. You're not simply talking about having bread and garbanzo beans and other legumes and stuff. You're talking about a real seuda. The af b'shab is mitzvah le'anga b'basar v'yayin. And on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah v'oneg Shabbos, to eat meat, to have wine. Al kein litzorech mitzvah hutar. When you have litzorech mitzvah, it would be permitted. So where are we right now? We started out by saying that we really don't have a heter in many places to be eating on Shabbos and shuls. We're not talking about the heter of chachamim and talmidei chachamim. That's when they are learning. That would be heter number one. And we do have the heter possibly al tanai if there was a condition made outside of Eretz Yisrael. But the Shulchan Aruch says that that only applies after the destruction, the disuse of the shul. And if it's midochak, the Bir Halacha was lenient, if there's a shasat chak, but where's the shasat chak to have the kiddush and shul? So that doesn't apply. The third heter didn't apply, that we said that if it's a private base medrash. So now we brought a fourth heter, and we said it's litzorech base haknesses, litzorech mitzvah. What does that mean? And we started out with Yushalmi that when we're talking litzorech, it could be very limited, or it could be somewhat expansive. The first girsa of the Yushalmi included eating on Shabbos. The second one did not. It was very limited. And the Shulchan Aruch paskin lahachmir, that is very limited. Ibur Shana. We brought the Magen Avraham, also limited. It's the Ibur Shana she'ein ba kegon Ibur Shana. That is has no kalas rush. It's difficult to say that there's never going to be kalas rush when we're simply sitting and enjoying ourselves for oneg Shabbos at a kiddush or a suda shlishis or something like that. But nonetheless, the Gra says that oneg Shabbos letzorach mitzvah, and the Gra has a more expansive view of what would be permitted. And Mir Hashem, in the coming days, we will continue this topic, and we will ask many more specific questions about how about eating in shul and drinking in shul, for havdalah purposes, and eating in shul when there's a sudas bris milah and there's nowhere else you can. Or how about sudas shlishi? We'll talk specifically about that. We won't only extrapolate from the grub, but we will talk about eating there for a bris milah, a pidyon haben, a bar mitzvah, a chasana, sheva brachas, etc. We will, Mir Hashem, get into all of those shilas. Have a wonderful day.